Whether you are gracing the halls of academia, entering the virtual classroom, enrolling a child in private school or unschooling your kids, now is the time you might be eyeing a school supplies list. Before you log in to shop online or dart out the door to buy new, there are a few low-waste options you can consider. Reusing or repurposing is a great way to start the new school year with a light footprint. You might begin by passing along great quality supplies from older siblings and friends who have moved up a grade. Binders, pencil cases, iPads, textbooks, novels, sports gear and the like can often be enjoyed by more than one user before they wear out or, sigh, become obsolete. Zero-waste lunch kits are an essential for all ages these days. Even those who are learning from home benefit from changing up study locations, so reusable to-go ware comes in handy. Pick up a reusable utensil kit, or make your own using thrift store forks and spoons, and fabric from an old pair of jeans. Refillable water bottles and tea carafes are easy to come by or to splurge on, if you don't already have five in a drawer somewhere. The key is to get in the habit of rinsing and restocking your school bag or car after every use. A fun home school activity with the kids can be to make your own snack pockets with beeswax-infused cotton. To get the recipe right, look into using pine resin and jojoba oil in your mix. Plans are easily accessible online. A great way to avoid waste is to make your own snacks and avoid the crinkly plastic wrappers they often come in. This type of packaging is accepted at Recycle BC depots around town, but not in curbside blue boxes, for those times they are inevitably going to come into your life. Energy-rich treats that are easy to put together are a few nuts and local dried fruit made in the oven or dehydrator. If you spy a neighbor with pears, apples or plums lingering on trees, do them the favor of offering to glean them in exchange for keeping some of the bounty. Pureed and dried, these make hearty fruit leather and you can add in fresh vanilla or an edible essential oil for fun. When you don't have something at home and can't seem to find it used, there are more eco-friendly options on the market. They may not look as flashy or obvious as you'd think, though. Opting for plastic-free materials is better than compostable plastics, and when plastic is necessarily involved, look for a high percentage of recycled plastic content. Buying quality goods may also hurt a little more at the checkout, but ultimately last longer and require less maintenance or need for replacing. Keep this in mind, especially for items that experience a lot of wear and tear through regular use. Wherever you are at in your zero-waste education, you can always graduate to the next level. Let's Talk Trash is contracted by Cawthet Regional District to deliver its waste reduction education program. For more information, email info@letstalktrash.ca or go to letstalktrash.ca. Join the Peaks email list for the top headline right in your inbox Monday to Friday, prpeak.com/account/mailing list.